We live in a culture where every disagreement feels like a war and every issue is treated like a hill to die on. In this devotional, I unpack the difference between God's unshakable absolutes and those gray areas of conscience that test our humility and love. We'll look at scripture, ask if we're turning every debate into a first order crisis, and learn how to lower the emotional temperature without compromising truth. Stay with me as we explore how to stand firm on God's word while walking in God's grace in the public square. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. Hey, we are going to start a brand new series called Absolutes and Principles of Conscience. And so it's in Romans chapter 14. And what we're going to do is we're going to look at some absolutes in the Word of God, things that are just unshakable, unchangeable, you can't negotiate. And then we're going to look at principles of conscience. And we're really going to help bridge that gap of how do we handle each of those items. So out of faith, if you're going to enjoy this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. It really does help us accomplish our goal, which is to change the heart so that we change the public square. Also, if you're a financial partner with FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. You are helping us lay a foundation so that FPIW and FPIW Action can be around for years and years to share the gospel message here in the state of Washington. So I have seen many of you respond with monthly donations, that kind of thing. It's been really appreciated. Keep it up. Keep going. Let's keep the word of God going out across our state. All right. So we're going to be in Romans chapter 14. And because I'm going to be handling two concepts simultaneously, you're going to have to read the context for yourself. I'm just going to read the verse for the day, and then you're going to have to look at the context. So let's talk about when we disagree, okay? So disagreements happen in the public square, in the church, in a lot of different areas, but not every disagreement is over essentials. Many are conscious issues that test humility and love. So remember this, not everything is a huge issue or an essential that we need to rise up. And so here's our question for today. Do you treat every disagreement like a first order issue? In other words, we talk about closed-handed items and open-handed items here at FPIW, life, parental rights, biblical marriage, religious liberty. Those are closed-handed items for us. Jesus is the only way, life starts at conception, those kind of things. Open-handed items is, do you want to tax someone 2% or 5%? Of course, I believe in 2%, but I mean, we understand there could be variables thereof. So we're going to talk about our absolutes and our principles of conscience and think about how in the public square we might want to change our emotional temperature around the gray areas and begin to distinguish between biblical absolutes and conscious matters. So let's look at Romans chapter 14. It says, now accept the one who is weak in faith, but not for the purpose of passing judgment on his opinions. Look at that. He says, I want you to accept. We have a struggle in our culture today to accept anyone who slightly thinks different than we do. If they have just a slight nuance in their belief, we want to cast them out. It's all or nothing. It's either they're in or they're out. And this says, now accept the one who is weak in faith, but not for the purpose of passing judgment on his opinions. We don't have relationships just to make judgments upon other people's opinions. We have relationships so that we can show the love and the commitment of Jesus Christ to those around us. And so thinking about how do I operate within the confines of this? Now, there are a lot of forces on the outside in the world today that are pushing in that are absolutely contrary to the word of God. And that's why we are making this series, Absolutes and Principles of Conscience. I am not saying that we have to coddle their false ideologies, that we have to somehow play with it. But we do need to begin to understand that not everything is a Trojan horse. Not everything is pushing in on, our areas of absolutes. So we got to look at that. So we're going to look at this one more area of conscience real quick is in Corinthians. And it's verse 23. It says, all things are lawful, but not all things are profitable. All things are lawful, but not all things edify. So when we're talking about these principles of conscience, yeah, there's a lot of freedoms that we can have, but not all things are profitable for other people. And so we need to understand that. We need to understand that there are these areas that we are going to disagree on, these nuanced areas that, you know, may be different. All things are lawful, but not all things edify. Some things just don't build up others. And so to realize that we are not demanding uniformity in the body of Christ. We have unity in the body of Christ. Even in the public square, we have unity, not uniformity. People have the right to think different. So now let's go lay an absolute out. And this comes from Proverbs 19:21. And it says, many plans are in a man's heart, but the counsel of the Lord will stand. So this is where we get this trust and the sovereignty of God. When we have a slight difference, and my hope is that your conscience, you know, you're not violating your conscience by trying to hold beliefs that are contrary to it. So if you've looked at the Word of God, you've studied the Bible, you've looked into these areas, and you've come to an end result or an end decision that this is your worldview on this topic, my hope is that you will live according to your conscience on that topic. At the same time, it says this, the Lord's counsel is the one that is going to stand. We will find out one day if every single one of our belief systems, even our principles of conscience, we're going to find out. We might have been wrong in 50% of them. We might have been wrong in 80% of them. We might have been wrong in all of them. I don't know. But we will find out the truth, because we'll stand before the truth. The counsel of the Lord's will stand. We know that God's counsel is forever. We have lots of plans that go in the heart, right? But those things that come out of God are absolute. They are true. What is desirable in a man is his kindness, and is better to be a poor man than a liar. The fear of the Lord leads to life. There's another absolute. Have a reverence or fear of the Lord. Take your principles of conscience before the Lord and say, Lord, here they are. What do you agree with? What do you disagree with? Lord, teach me. And then go to the Word of God. Allow him to instruct you. God's counsel will always stand. It says, the fear of the Lord leads to life, so that one may sleep satisfied, untouched by evil. So we need to have a reverence for God, even in our principles of conscience. And this means that when we come across another person in the public square, another believer in the public square, that we can have a level of understanding that God is sovereign even over their decisions. Maybe you are right in a principle of conscience. Maybe something isn't glorifying to God. And so you hold on to that. That is okay. God wants you to stand firm and in those areas that God has convicted you of. Here's what I've learned in life. Sometimes the Holy Spirit convicts my heart, but that conviction is not for everyone else. You know, again, I'm not talking about Jesus' death, burial, resurrection. I'm not talking about the Bible as the Word of God, the authoritative Word of God. I'm not talking about the absolutes that we can see so clearly in Scripture. I am talking about those areas that we may have slight disagreements on, and to think through what it means to walk in love and not demand uniformity. Trust God to keep those disagreements from becoming panic or power struggles, and supporting the things that God has you to stand for. So think through this as you go throughout your day. What are areas that maybe you're fighting over, that you're panicking over, that you're having power struggles over, that quite frankly, you just need to breathe and sit back and relax a little bit and let God be God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do pray throughout our day. We pray that you would go before us today, surround us today, that Lord, we would understand the difference between your absolutes and areas of conscience, God. God, that we would try to build each other up. God, when we know that it violates someone else's conscience, but it doesn't violate ours, that we'd be honoring to them, that we would somehow, respect that if at all possible. God, we've moved into this highly polarized society and culture. God, help us to pull down those things so that we can stand confident before you, God. Let us know what we are not to bend or bow down to, and let us know the areas that we are to be a little bit more flexible in. God, we know that you can give us that wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.